This is There Goes My Money.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another There Goes My Money, episode number 36, recorded 2/11/2018. This is a Sunday, and it is the Sunday before Toy Fair, the biggest event of the year for us Transformers fans. We are going to have a live stream, and that is going to start at noon Eastern on Saturday, the 17th.
Yes. Yes.
And you can find that stream at tfradio.net/live. I'm sure that's where it's going to be. And yeah, it's the biggest event all year. So make sure you guys check out that live stream. And of course, check out TF Radio and RFC for all the Toy Fair news. And check out T-Formers also, because those guys do a great job.
And, you know, you'll make sure to be following at TF Radio on Twitter, because Diecast will be at Toy Fair taking pictures and getting all the news for us and sharing it out over the Twitter account. So if you're not following that, you want to make sure to be doing that, well, right now, honestly, but at least before this Saturday, because you want to be sure to get all that as it's happening. And, you know, Toy Fair is pretty much the biggest event for us in the Transformers community now. But remember when BotCon was our biggest event every year?
What's a BotCon?
No, I don't remember, actually.
Is that like a HasCon?
Well, Eric, that's because you're three.
Close.
But yeah, definitely, if you're around and you're listening to this before February 17th, check out our Toy Fair coverage, because it's going
to
be awesome.
If you're listening to this after February 17th and you weren't there for the Toy Fair stream, Brian will have a an edited podcast version of the Toy Fair stream for download, so that you can go back and listen to all of our conversation about things as they were happening, because that's entertaining, I guess.
It's almost like this event seems really important.
I'm sure they'd also be able to find it on our YouTube channel.
It's not like it's the thing we wait for all year. I mean,
not when there's leaks, but
even after everything's been spoiled 6 months in advance.
I'm so excited to see Predaking in toy form in person.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be a great thing.
Also have the official reveal of Power of the Primes Wave 2.
That hasn't been officially revealed yet.
Alita 1 to say some, most of them, no, not all the Legends Alita 1, some of them have.
Yeah, there's no official pictures for the Legends, the Voyagers.
No, they're, well, I don't, did we get Hunger pictures? Hunger's been revealed, but I don't know if we
Hunger
got stuff
was shown at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, because they did all the Terracons.
Yeah,
because
Hunger's how also been found on store shelves in California.
So was Alita 1.
Yeah. Which I lived
and
in California.
The Legends.
In Ohio, right?
And the Prime Masters, right? Prime Masters.
At Myers in Illinois, yes.
So
that's your catch-up on Transformers sightings news for this week.
Now let's talk about the pre-orders for those items.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, and speaking of that, we have Transformers Power of the Primes Deluxe Wave 2 Set of 5.
That's the only one that hasn't been sighted in stores yet, right?
In the U.S., they're out in Singapore.
Everything's always out in Singapore way before
the Voyagers aren't.
Hot. That's funny for them.
Yeah. Well,
it sucks for them, but
we got most of Wave 1 before Asia did.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that's true. When you see it in the US before Taobao, you know something's going on. But yeah, this is the rest of the Dinobots. There's only two left. We also have Blackwing, who will combine with Dreadwind
to make Dreadwing.
Dreadwind to make Dreadwing. And you have Moonracer and Rippersnapper, which is the only Terracon other than Deluxe Hunger that we're going to get this wave.
Voyager.
So we're going to be stuck waiting.
So ridiculously excited for Terracons.
I know. I want an Abominus so bad. I'm so excited.
And not to talk, you know, too much or throw third party into it, but the only company that's done Terracons is Unique Toys. It's the only combining Abominus we got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want that one, but it's expensive, so I'm waiting for Power of the Primes to finally give me an Abominus that I can afford.
Yeah, and, you know, the good thing about the Power of the Primes stuff or any of the Hasbro combiners, if there's something quite not right about them, you know you're going to get a perfect effects kit for them.
It's true.
But is anyone picking these up? They're $89.99 for the set of five.
Well, I am, but not through BBTS.
Yeah.
Well, the deluxes are both reasonably priced than BBTS is
only
right
BBTS.
Now. Oh no, not only for sure. That's just what I'm showing on the
but
screen
right
now.
It's not just BBTS because I went shopping around. I went shopping looking for better prices, and the only online store I found with decent prices was Captured Prey,
and that's where I pre-ordered.
And that's where I
pre-ordered everything that was still available when I got home from work that day.
Oh.
Well. If you missed out on some, everything's up available again, so you could go try to patch some holes.
Yeah, the only problem is I only missed one figure, and I don't want to pay for shipping for just one figure.
If you email Orson, he might be able to add that to your existing order for you. Orson's really good about helping out with anything he possibly can. You know, I cannot recommend Captured Prey enough on a customer service level.
Agreed.
Yeah, Orson's awesome.
So it's definitely worth it. It's definitely worth a try. He's combined orders for me before when I've had to order stuff in separate instances. So he can probably do that for you if you just reach out to him. Take 10 minutes, write a polite letter.
Yep. It's worth it for him, definitely.
You know, it's not like I don't do some Captured Prey reviews every once in a while, so.
Yeah, there you go.
By your powers combined, I am Captured Prey.
but we also have Power of the Primes Legends Wave 2.
I have some of those.
You have some already? Oh, these are, yeah.
Yeah. Battle Trap. And Tailgate.
And, just to let y'all know, my friend Fred, who lives locally in North Carolina, found Legends at his local Walmart when he stopped in there today. He texted me. Oh, so okay. they are on the East Coast.
Man, these things are just popping up everywhere.
Okay, yeah, so maybe I should go out tomorrow and see if I can pick up a tailgate.
Yeah, been out recently and have sighted nothing new yet, sadly.
That's because you live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have nothing
this
near
is
you.
True.
Yeah.
So he got...
You go outside and you see farm.
Yeah. That's actually literally true. Yes.
Yeah, because he did pick up Road Trap and Battle Slash. I don't know if he got Tailgate or not. I texted him and asked him about so I could relay it tonight, but he has not texted me back. But yeah, they are at least on the East Coast as far as North Carolina goes. So that's something.
Cool.
And does this mean in the next wave we're going to get the other two combiners or the other one combiner?
DuoCon has not been known to exist yet.
Yeah, I would assume they would want to do it.
I'm hoping to see it at Toy Fair, quite frankly. But
so awesome. from what I can remember, without going to check those leak slides, Wave 3, I believe, is going to be the Cindersaur redeco of Slash and Outback. Based on Drum.
Yep.
There might be one other one in there, but those are the two I can remember.
So maybe Wave 4.
If there is a Wave 4.
Well, there's one figure for Wave 4.
Yeah, that's Deluxe.
Well, yeah, but that means there is a Wave 4, period.
For Deluxe. Titan true. Return had a Deluxe Wave 6, but only 5 waves for all the other price points.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And apparently, Power of the Primes is only running until December. We're not getting a full 18-month toy line.
At least based on what we can see right now. Rob Quay has a Toy Detective episode talking about some speculation around that. I'd recommend going and checking that out. That's on tfradio.net, as with all of our regular and occasional shows like that.
I definitely have to check that out, because if they would do an accelerated schedule with Power of the Primes, maybe that would mean they would do two.
The next Titan would still not be until next summer.
Titans. Yeah, okay.
He really wants it. He wants that Unicron.
I do.
It's
I want
just
it.
I wish, but
it's not really financially viable for Hasbro to do two Titan class figures in 1 year in the current situations. You know, if economically things took a strong upturn for them, I could see it being more of a possibility, but I still think that's something they would try to space out to one a year at most. Which is better than before, because it used to be like every other year we would get a Titan class figure. You know, Trypticon was kind of a surprise acceleration of that, and Predaking's carrying that forward now.
Fort Max was a year after Devastator, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, I forgot about Devastator, even though it's up on the shelf.
I think the original plan was one every other year.
They just fast-forwarded.
They sold well enough to speed it up a little bit.
And before that, there were no Titan classes.
The Dark Time, we call that. The Dark Time.
Well, Metroplex was the first one, so...
The only one I never got during his actual release.
Yeah, I didn't get that either, and there was like several opportunities to get it for under $100.
Yep, I got mine for over $100, but I sure got one.
This is the only other. This is one of two size classes I did not pre-order. I'm just, if I see these on the shelf, I'll look at them then, but I didn't pre-order these ones.
Okay, I pre-ordered everything except Unicronus. Leaders.
Yeah, I did not pre-order any leaders.
That would be the second.
Because I don't want Rodimus Unicronus any longer. It's just...
No.
But here's two things.
It's not the e-hobby colors. What's the point?
Yeah.
I would be excited about it if it were the good Hot Rod recolors, but...
Yeah.
But it's the boring one, so no thanks.
But here is a wave I did order. This is Power of the Primes Voyager Wave 2 set. And this is Alita 1 and Hunger. And I think everyone here pretty much pre-ordered them.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna pick those up in store when I see them. I don't think that's going to be a problem to get those. I'm not in a super hurry for them. We do just today, as of recording time, have first in-hand pictures of Alita 1 available. You can find those on tformers.com. And it's got the same quantity of stickers on it as Starscream does, but they fit in a lot better, I think.
Yeah. And as much time as people gave Hunger a hard time in the beginning, I think he looks pretty good.
Really? People are liking his dragon mode. I've seen a lot of people complaining about his robot mode.
Those people are strange, and I don't like them.
That's a lot of people. I just went on your list, yeah.
I mean, honestly, I probably care the most about the combiner mode. Oh, because
by far.
That's what it's going to be in for its life.
Yeah, fortunately, they lifted all the engineering from Silver Bolt, so it's going to probably be a good torso, yes.
It looks great. You know, even though we haven't had it revealed, it looks great.
No, we've had this revealed. It was
not the torso mode. Not the torso mode. That's what I'm talking about. They did not show off the combiner. Because it was the one thing I really wanted them to show off, but, you know.
Right, but since we knew it was using Silverbolt engineering, we could pretty much assume what the torso was going to look like.
And most stores have this up for $64.99 for the set, which is...
That's a little high.
That's kind of pricey.
Roughly $32.50 a figure.
Yeah, that's too much.
And then you put shipping on top of that.
Which is why I'm going to get them in the store.
Now, is this the price increase from Hasbro we were talking about?
Wave 3?
I think the SRP on the Voyagers was supposed to go up from the beginning, but the Deluxes were being held back on that until the Terracon wave.
Yeah. Well, now, one thing is that at $65 for the pair, that is about $32.50, give or take. But regular retail, sans Walmart, is $29.99 on Voyagers.
Walmart's Targets near me have been $24.99.
Oh, they have?
Voyagers. Yeah.
Okay. Because mine doesn't have any Voyagers that I have seen yet. Mm-hmm. Now, the leaders were $44 instead of $49, like Toys R Us. But I thought most places other than Walmart were still doing $29.99 on Voyagers, what I was working under the impression of. So that $32.50 isn't that bad compared to the $29.99 that you see like at Toys R Us and some other chains.
And I actually failed because I was at Target earlier today and they had Swole Scream, but I already have them, so I didn't look at the price. So I don't know if it was $24 or $29, so I failed there. I would have looked if I had thought about that.
But then you would have had to look at Starscream again. So, I mean, that's...
No, just the tag under it.
Yeah, I can just, you know, go like that. What is it? What is it?
Just carry a paper bag with you to put over Starscream while you look at the price tag.
And but then, Chris, the glow from the Such a Terrible Figure will seep into the bag. It'd be like an...
That's
evil
okay. I'll
luminary.
Wear one of my orange shirts, and that'll overpower the glow from Starscream.
Yeah. Yeah,
like but radiation with radiation.
Yes. Yeah,
but it'd be like an hey, evil Chris, luminary or something.
Remember when we went bowling under the black lights and you were wearing that orange shirt?
Oh,
I
wow.
Yes. See that. I was going to say, I love the color of your shirt, but I can't even imagine what that would be like.
And then next up on the list, we have Transformers Power of the Primes Prime Master Wave 2, which is set of two. There's three in the set, but one is a repaint or a re-release.
Yeah.
So, and
yeah,
these
so we're
guys...
getting... We're getting Alpha Trion and somebody else.
Submariner.
But I don't remember what the Alchemist Prime.
Yeah. And you said that these
Rob Clay's favorite name.
they're not pinned. They're screwed, right?
It looks like that. We haven't gotten good pictures yet to 100% verify that. But yeah, it looks like these are assembled with a body screw instead of a rivet now.
Oh, diecast! You should ask about that at Toy Fair. Like, if
why if switch from screw to rivet to screw?
Well, I mean, look, but then ask why they changed. Like, why they changed for one wave and then changed back would be, I don't know.
We didn't want people to be able to put the Titan Master Metal Hawk face on the good Titan on the good Metal Hawk Prime Master body. That'll be their answer.
All these pictures I'm scrolling through definitely look like screws. So you know that's no guarantee either, but.
Yeah, the pictures I saw, like of the in-store sighting, from the little bit of detail you could see, it did look like a screw in there.
Yeah,
we'll find out for sure in the next few days as more people get these in hand and post pictures.
Yeah,
because I know Entertainment Earth actually got these in stock and was fulfilling orders. So,
wow,
through somebody, well, they're in California, so they're usually among the first to get their quantity. But, I mean, someone will have good photos of these out pretty soon.
I mean, I think that would be a really good question. Why would you go from screws to rivets and then back to screws again? Was there
It'd
a problem?
It'd be simpler just to ask why the first assortment of Prime Masters had the figures assembled with rivets instead of asking, you know, why was it screws, then rivets, then screws? Because then you might be fishing for more information than you think you are and not actually get the answer you're looking for.
Yeah.
Gotta think real careful how to ask the Hasbro people questions.
Yeah, you have one job, diecast.
Yeah, don't screw it up.
Now these are also $17, so it's a little more to pre-order them as well. Everything's up a little bit.
$17 for two $5 figures, basically.
Yeah,
it's because there's reship figures in the case, and they have to make up their extra inventory somehow.
Yeah, it's sort of like when BBTS was getting figures like with the Viacon wave from Prime, but you had three Bumblebees in there still.
Yeah, I mean, this is a case assortment of four toys, so you get the two new ones, and you also get Metal Hawk and Skullgrin shipping again in the assortment with them. So
maybe Metal Hawk will have a screw.
I was going to say, do you think that that would be interesting?
I'm not expecting it because they would have to basically have a new tooled part to have the screw threads in there.
Yeah.
No,
you just don't want to get excited and let down.
That's a valid interpretation also. I mean
they'll probably end up just saying, "Oh, we ran out of screws at the factory, but we had some right size rivets." That's probably all it was. They just ran out of screws for like a production batch.
Yep.
And they said, "Well, we got plenty of off-white blue paint left, but we're out of screws. We got to switch to rivets."
And then the last we have set... Power of the Primes Leader Wave 2, which I don't think anybody's interested in anymore.
No. Yeah, the last set of Prime Wave 2 figures to talk about, and
none of us care.
Nobody wants these.
Well,
except Eric, if I can
Dynanomics a Rata Machine or Cronus down, I'll pick one up. If I can Dynanomics it down to something that's reasonable. But seeing them like I did Rodimus and at Target and grabbing them without even caring about just mine, Yeah, not for the issues Rodimus has.
I'll get Rodimus Unicronus for like full price or a little cheaper, but I'm waiting for Rodimus to go on sale because he gets another he runs in another wave, so I'm sure that he'll go down like the Titans Return leader class figures constantly did. So
probably sometime after wave 3 comes out, the price on that like on Amazon will drop a little bit. Just because there's more inventory in circulation, tfradio.net/Amazon.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. If you're looking to pick up figures that have been out for a little bit, tfradio.net/Amazon, and there's some good deals on Transformers figures on
and
Amazon.
And a whole lot more really awful deals.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here's carefully. Amazon Transformers pricing. When it comes out, it's a little bit more expensive, and then it gets cheaper.
And then
it gets a lot more expensive.
Yep.
Yeah, if you can catch the stuff when it's actually Amazon selling it directly, it's reasonably priced, retail or less, and the rest of the time, it's not. tfradio.net/Amazon.
Yeah, and I'm almost glad they're re-releasing the Prime in this wave, because that was the better figure of the first wave. So at least that gives more people a chance to get that mold.
I wish it was purple or white.
With that, though, is by the time Wave 3 does come out, there's a good chance that a lot of stores are going to be burdened under with Optimus Primes, so you're not going to actually see that reship of Rodimus Prime or the brand new Optimus Primal.
Optimus Primal is going to be hard to get.
You're not everyone else, Matt.
Yeah, we'll probably all pick up that Optimus Primal.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we'll have to ship one to Matt's house.
That'll be Matt's head, too.
Yeah, but it'll be Optimal Optimus. That's just...
No, it's going to have a little Optimus mode inside of it, too.
Yeah.
That turns into a surfboard.
It's just Optimal Optimus was just such a letdown from Transmetal 2. I'm hoping its color's better.
Well, if you want to talk about letdowns, we can talk about the Star Wars powered by Transformers Millennium Falcon.
Hello. This is not a letdown. This is a beautiful piece of engineering.
That might be stretching it a little bit.
Yeah, I still don't think the figures look that great, and it's $135 for the set.
Because they're taking the wrong approach to this. They need to do Transformers characters out of Star Wars, or at least rope. Just don't try to make humans out of their own vehicles. It's just weird. I don't think it works.
Well, with the Chewbacca half, they're not making it a human.
I think it looks real. I have the original one, and I think it is one of the best Star Wars crossover figures that they did.
This looks better than that by leaps and bounds.
It does, but you're also looking at what, another 10 years or so of engineering advancements. So,
it's interesting to remember with the original crossover figures, Takara was not involved in engineering those. That was all done internal to Hasbro. So the figures we're seeing now being released by Takara Tomy are actually by the same people or the same kind of line of thought as the people who engineer regular Transformers. So that kind of indicates some of the differences we see in these now versus the originals.
So this is the Hold My Beer line, basically.
Yeah. It does look better than the original. It just still looks wrong to me.
The Falcon looks great. I like that.
Oh, yeah, the Falcon looks
nice, but I don't need a giant half Millennium Falcon robot Han Solo and Chewbacca. I don't know. Yeah. Even though I love both franchises, that's just small thinking, Eric.
That's all it is. It's just small thinking.
And it's sort of strange that with me not being much of a Star Wars fan anymore, this is one piece that I'm considering getting. Because I just think it looks really good, and I've got the original, and I kind of want this one too. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Funny, because I'm literally the reverse.
If it was cheaper, if this was like a $90 thing, maybe. Well, when all's said and done,
what size are they? Are they going to be like Voyager size? Because in my mind, it should be no more than like maybe like 75.
I've seen pictures and. They're roughly about each half is about the size close to what the robot modes were on the original. It's not a huge amount of difference. And those would be about a mid to a slightly larger Voyager. Probably a little bit taller than Broadside. Kind of maybe like Brainstorm, the first Brainstorm we got a few years ago. So about that size. So they're not small. You know, I would say maybe between Voyager and Ultra, somewhere roughly between that.
Yeah, still a little pricey, but
yeah,
I mean it's bigger than I would have expected, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm saving money.
Yeah, HLJ has it for $113, but then you've got the overseas shipping on that. But it is.
Yeah, I'd be more interested to look into this on Amazon Japan.
Well, while you're talking about the next thing, I will do that.
And then, fair enough. Going into the next thing, we run into the Hot Rod Wars because we have another Hot Rod movie. Hot Rod. Since you know he was in the movie for what, a whole like 4 or 5 seconds. Had one line.
He does have a cool design though.
Yeah, he does.
Plus, he can stop the time.
Yeah. So this is TFEVO, which
TFEVO.
And TE-01 Hot Fire.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah. He is a hot rod.
I'm conflicted about it because I think the TFEVO one, I think it looks better. Like, I think it looks a bit more slim and more accurate. But I watched its transformation, and it's a lot of panel. It's what I expected Unique Toys Peru Kill to be like, not what it is like, which is why I kind of want the, is it DX9? The one that's the same company as Peru Kill, which is Unique Toys, but they're going under DX9, I think.
Yeah.
DX9 and Unique Toys, they actually have both names on that box.
Okay, and they're doing their own hot rod, which I think looks slightly bulkier in the leg. Like, I don't think it looks quite as spot on. It looks really good, but I don't think it looks quite as spot on. But its transformation is probably going to be a whole lot more enjoyable, like their Peru Kill was. So I'm probably going to switch over to them as excited as I was for the other one. The transformation.
So what you're saying is that either one has acceptable forearms, so you're basing it then on the, like, transformation.
Yes. Both actually. I'm not even kidding. I checked.
Oh, we know you did.
Everyone was asking me, so I kind of had to. But yeah, they're both acceptable.
I would go with Unique Toys just because I know their quality. I know
they've proven themselves.
Yeah. New company.
I'll certainly watch a review of the TFEVO one, like, because it's like I said, the design caught my attention, but I saw a video. It's in Chinese, so I can't understand what they're saying, like an actual review. But the transformation, it just looked long and lots of panels, and I don't want that. I'll trade a little bit of the looks for a transformation that I actually enjoy. It's just me.
And now, guys,
no, I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now, I don't see anything on Amazon Japan about the Millennium Falcon crossover yet, so nothing as of yet.
So is anyone other than Eric considering a masterpiece scaled hot rod third party toy?
No. I'm gonna get you the Unique Toys one, and that's only because I enjoyed Peru Kill so much, not because I really want a hot rod.
I'm curious if it's a retool or just shared engineering or none of their Peru Kill, because he turns into a Lamborghini too, but from, I didn't go super in-depth, but it didn't look like it shared parts. It's possible that it shares joints, where it's like a major reshell, but I don't know. But we'll see.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's a good question. Figure it out.
I mean, that's just another one of those ways where third parties kind of converging on the same thing that Hasbro and Takara have to do with the stuff they make.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like there's good reasons for all those things people complain about the official products having to do.
No, that's not possible, Chris.
You're insane. What are you talking about?
Stop trying to use logic.
I'm not trying to use logic. I'm trying to piss off the third-party people.
Yeah. XV uses logic. It's not super effective.
That's like claiming that Hasbro cares about kids instead of adults when they're making toys. Like, how absurd of you to claim that?
And then the next company we have up, Gigapower, is doing their HQ-04 Graviter.
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah.
And it's the metallic version, because they do a painted version and a metallic version.
Don't they have some left to do that has not been done at all yet?
Yeah, this is only their fourth one. They still haven't done a...
Swoop, right?
Yeah, they haven't done a Swoop or a Grimlock.
Yeah, they just seem to keep being stuck on these first couple three, and that's it.
So from what I'm seeing on the order page, it looks like this is like everybody puts in their pre-orders and they make exactly that many, and that there's not going to be more than that, because it's saying like build to order.
Oh.
Huh. That's interesting.
Well, I mean, maybe they're trying to use this as a way to get money to actually finish the other two Dinobots.
we have to pay the factory.
No, I mean, you're both pretty much right about that. Usually when it is that like build to order kind of thing, it is they're raising the capital to do this and maybe something else based on the orders for that product. And you said they do a normal version and a metallic version. So I assume the normal version of this has come out already.
Yeah,
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Their sludge came out not too long ago. But I'm not really following the Gigapower because I've got the fans to waste Dinobots, which I'm very happy with.
Me too.
Well, happier than with the fans project ones, I'm sure.
Yeah.
How much did they run? Almost $200 too, or is it? No, this is just because it's a metallic version, I guess. But still, yikes.
Well, the fans there for the fans toys. Sometimes up for the first two or three. They ran pre-order discounts most places, about $20 off or so.
Oh, okay.
And then I Dynamics the rest of them.
As you should.
Speaking of the fans project Dinobots, Diecast, you failed to mention on the actual show that you got the last Exo Realm figure.
Yeah, he's garbage.
I just wanted you to say it.
Yeah, and what's sad is it's Snarl, who's like my second favorite Dinobot, and it's just not even a pretty Dinobot figure.
It feels like they didn't try.
It's like, it's Snarl. How, it's, you just...
So it's kind of like your experience with the Zeta Toys Aerial Bot.
Yeah. Zeta Toys would have been good if they had better QC and they remembered, or they included glue in their budget for the figures. Well, Fans Project, from a design standpoint, it was just a bad design, and they just didn't care when they were designing it. Like, oh, we just got to get this last one done, and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. They just figured, like, everyone who's bought all of them so far is probably going to buy this, so it doesn't really matter.
They were mistaken.
Well, that's what I did.
They didn't get Matt's money.
Nope. You know, I should just get it to complete it, and then I was
but
like...
But for every Matt, there's 5 die-casts.
I shouldn't.
Oh, don't ever say that. That is terrifying.
Wow.
That is the most terrifying thing I've heard in a long time.
Excuse me, I can go shoot myself.
And I live with Massey, and I'm terrified of that.
I didn't say I liked it. I was.
You'll make Chris never want to go to a convention again.
No, Hascon did that.
That's kind of sounded like it would have been a good time. Yeah, it was just
it was a great
impossible
time.
To go to Rhode Island.
Yeah, we could have shot diecast with Nerf darts.
Yeah,
I know.
But for $600, oh, I'm sorry, for $300 from Groupon.
You know, I keep picking up cheap Nerf guns at like Goodwill and the thrift stores around here. I could just like start assembling an arsenal, and the next time we do all get together, I'll just bring them with and we'll shoot diecast with Nerf guns anyway.
I like this guns. Plan.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now
I'm down for this.
Instead of Nerf guns from the toy department, I'm going to go to the pet department and get the Nerf gun for dogs, because that fires
tennis ball gun.
Yes.
It is a Nerf product. It's branded.
It's a licensed Nerf product. It shoots tennis balls.
We can shoot diecast with tennis, but that's great.
And it's still Nerf.
You know, I think I have a tennis racket somewhere still too. You can just forget the gun and just like, you know,
hit balls.
We could do like that scene from Avengers. Like, I'll fire the Nerf gun. You'll be like Captain America with the racket, and then you'll hit Diecast with the ball from the racket. I'll be Iron Man.
Suddenly, Diecast has gotten really quiet.
I wonder why.
He's just letting the magic happen.
I'm just listening for tips so when I know when to run at the convention. But yeah, that's all we have this week. Remember to check out our Toy Fair coverage. Noon Eastern Standard Time, tfradio.net/live. Make sure to check out RFC Reviews on YouTube at YouTube/RFC Reviews. And that's where our money went this week. Please support the show by using tfradio.net/Amazon. Get some of those Transformers figures that you've been waiting to pick up.
And tennis or balls. Nerf gun that shoots tennis balls.
Or Nerf guns that shoot diecast.
And next time you go to a Transformers convention, bring Nerf darts and tennis balls to assault diecast with.
Yep.
Or if you're a roleplay collector, you could bring the Nerf axe or the Nerf sword.
Do they still make those?
You should get a real one. I think they've been discontinued for a while.
You know what Nerf guns really? The ones with the balls, they kind of hurt.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the point.
Take note, people. Take note.
You shouldn't say anything, Diecast.
I have at least one of those. What are those? The End Strike. No, the End Strike still uses darts. I'm not all up on my Nerf lingo, but I've got at least one of those ones that shoots the balls. It's the bullpup style one with the big long clip that sticks out the handle.
Yeah.
You know, and one of us needs to bring the sniper rifle just so we can trail him all weekend and just when he's not expecting it, just snipe him from like 100 feet away with the Nerf sniper rifle.
So, I am a terrifyingly good shot, just for reference.
You know, they make the remote controlled Nerf drone now. You know, we can just like all pool our money and get one of those and just chase him with that the whole time.
It'd be like me chasing Massey with a remote control mouse I bought years ago. He did not like that.
Except the Diecast wouldn't fight back, probably.
Well, yeah, but then he would lose his shoe, and then we'd have to.
Convention goals.
This has been There Goes My Money.
All right, welcome everyone to another There Goes My There Goes My Words. We'll start that over again.
Just keep that in.
Oh, it'll end up somewhere, don't worry.